Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Had a good crowd of Yankee Doodles on Saturday. The line was around the block. So, and we made, somewhere in the neighborhood of $7,000-$8,000. So that's a beautiful thing for my friend's place. We appreciate that. And nice to see you guys. It's time now for Southern California Lifestyles on the Phil Henry Show. This portion of the program is brought to you by Western Estates Homeowners Association. Bobby Dooley, who is the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, joins us from her home in Western Estates, California, to talk about the drop in church membership. I know that a lot of churches experience this, Bobby, and I guess yours is no different.
We do want to say welcome to everyone to Southern California Lifestyles. And this is the program that tells you why it's better to live in California, and if you don't live in California, how you can do things to make where you live more like our home here in Southern California.
Now, I saw on your press release here that you are excited about a membership drive that you've got going on for new church membership.
So our Western Estates Christian Church of Our Lord the Savior, which is our Western Estates Christian Church. The church is on site near our community center. We're very excited about our membership drive. As you know, and I'm sure you've read in the paper, we've had some problems with some of the residents of Valley Canyon Homes and also West Valley animal rights activists. But we are people who really believe that we really believe we have Jesus working for us, and we know that in the next several months, all those who oppose him and his will for us will be reminded that there is no going up against him. And,
All right, well, tell us a little bit about your membership drive.
Well, Phil, we are excited about our membership drive. We have seen a drop-off in church attendance over the last 6 months.
The name of your church is, let me write this down so I got it clear, Western Estates.
Our church is Western Estates Christian Church of Our Lord the Savior.
What is your affiliation? Is it like Pentecostal, you know?
I couldn't hear you, Phil.
Okay, what is your affiliation?
I'm not sure.
Are you Baptist? Are you Pentecostal? Are you evangelical?
Phil, we are what is called, we are gated community Christians. We are also known as suburban illuminated. We believe in the ultimate deity of Mary.
Gated community Christians.
That is correct. Our membership drive is going to be coming up this Sunday. In fact, will be culminating on Sunday. And people who want to know about Western Estates Christian Church of Our Lord the Savior, you must live in Western Estates or be looking for a home in Western Estates. So that are the only two provisos, or at least have put a deposit on a home in Western Estates.
So membership is open only to people that live there? Or
people who have looked at a home here.
Okay, I'm not sure I understand, and please forgive me, Bobby.
That's all right.
The whole idea of being a Christian, you're Western Estates Christian Church of Our Lord the Savior. You're not Baptist, you are gated community Christian.
That is correct. That is a subsect of Christianity. And we're getting a little bit of pushback from people who don't understand his word and his will for us.
One other thing, your liturgy or your philosophy, it believes in the deity of Mary?
That is correct, Phil. We believe in the ultimate equal deity of Mary. We believe that she is he and he she. They are equal in their deification. And
So in other words, there's God, God the Son.
God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and God the Virgin.
Mary is God.
Mary is God, yes.
Interesting. Okay, so the permit problem you're having for this barbecue, you were challenged by residents of Valley Canyon Homes and the West Valley animal rights activists on this particular permit.
Phil, as Christians, we do believe in the sanctity of the Word of the Bible, and we do believe we're getting pushback based upon our religion. We believe we're being persecuted.
And why?
I don't know why.
Well, it's okay. Apparently, you believe in animal sacrifice. Is that correct?
Yes, we do, and we believe in animal sacrifice based upon Exodus chapter 5, verse 17, and on Mark chapter 12, verse 33. But he said, ye are idle, therefore you say, let us go and do sacrifice to the Lord. And
all right, if you don't mind, Bobby, I don't want to do a lot of Bible quotation here.
Just one more. And to love him with all our heart and with all the understanding, with all the soul, and with all the strength is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. We believe it can be a joyous celebration. We do believe that animal sacrifice is God's very special gift to us.
Can you tell me a little bit, because some animal rights activists, and I'm going to give her a number out here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Bobby Dooley, who is with the Western Estates Christian Church of our Lord the Savior. Your husband, Steve, is a deacon in that church.
That is correct.
And you believe in animal sacrifice. You're going to have animal sacrifice at your membership drive this Sunday?
Yes, we are, Phil.
Can you tell me about how this...
Certainly. Phil, the animal is led to the sacrificial altar by a church deacon. In this case, it would be my husband, Steve. The animal is always a lamb, a warm-blooded animal, because we do believe in the blood of the lamb. From one of these surrounding ranches is where we purchase our animals for sacrifice. The animal's throat is then slit, and then we go into our 30-second ceremonial dance. The deacon then...
Okay, go ahead.
What?
So you slit the animal's throat, and then you begin a dance?
It is our ceremonial dance, as the Israelite tribes danced in the days of yore. The deacon then anoints all of our foreheads with the blood of the lamb in the form of a cross. And then at that point, one of our daughters, who is a virgin, is carried to the deacon. And according to our liturgy, she is carried on the shoulders of six sturdy kinsmen, where she symbolically surrenders herself to the pastor, as we have sacrificed the lamb.
Now, can you tell me what you mean by symbolically surrenders? Is this sexual?
We believe in the ultimate sanctity of virginity, so it is symbolic. There is no sex, if that's what you're asking. We are Christians.
And no, I understand you're Christian. There's no sex, but what do you mean by she's symbolically surrendering herself?
Giving of herself, giving over herself.
Okay,
Phil, Steve is our pastor. He's my husband, so obviously, and we are Christians, so I don't think you understand it.
No, I understand there's no sex, but you're saying a virgin is then carried in, she symbolically gives over to the pastor.
That is correct, as we have sacrificed the lamb.
And all right, can I ask you, because this is very different, you have to understand, Ms. Dooley. Animal sacrifice in the San Fernando Valley by a Christian church...
It is all biblical, Phil, and again, we direct you to Exodus.
No, I understand, but you're having this pushback from the local animal rights activists. How are these animals sacrificed? You say that the throat of the animal is slit?
Yes, the throat is slit very cleanly and very quickly. The animal does not suffer. We use blessed Ginsu knives. The meat is then barbecued for our barbecue, and the carcass is trucked into the surrounding hills for the wild coyote population that we have. Our neighbors, Phil, you have to understand, cannot...
These are blessed Ginsu. Who blesses the Ginsu knives?
Our deacon. Our deacon, the anointed one, Stephen Dooley, who is my husband.
Okay.
Let me just finish, Phil. Our neighbors cannot stop us. We believe God protects us. We believe this is the Lenten season and that Jesus is returning. And
okay, hold on for just a minute, because my head is swimming a little bit with a lot of this imagery.
Well, Phil, we are a Christian church. We believe in the ultimate deity of Mary and the blessed gift of animal sacrifice, which we are trying to give to the rest of the world, spreading the news, the joyous news, that the Lord has brought us animal sacrifice and the ensuing barbecues and ceremonial virgin dance. So this is something that Jesus wanted for us. And
Would you find that you'd be at odds with other Christians on this? Because I think you would be, if you wouldn't mind me saying. I think that there are a lot of other Christians who...
Phil, there are a lot of people who call themselves Christian, and they really aren't, because they really don't go by the word of the Lord. And it's right there, Exodus chapter 5, verse 17. Let us go and do sacrifice to the Lord.
All right. Can you hold on?
Phil, I'd be very happy to. I have to... pick up both my sons from school in about 20 minutes.
All right, just hold the line here, Bobby, for a second. Bobby Dooley, Western Estates Home, Western Estates Church, Christian Church of our Lord the Savior. Her husband, Steve, is a deacon in this church, which believes in animal sacrifice. They're getting some problems with they're going to have an animal sacrifice this Sunday of a lamb, or how many lambs? I don't know. Mike, did you find out, do they do, like, several lambs? Residents next door don't want this barbecue to go on, and there are some animal rights activists that are very upset with this whole thing. The part that it's not so much the animal sacrifice. She then said that they carry in a virgin, one of their daughters, to the deacon on the shoulders of six sturdy kinsmen, where she symbolically surrenders herself to the pastor. She said there's no sex. I said, well, I don't know what you mean by symbolic, but it has something to do with this lamb sacrifice. 1-800-449-8686. This is a big fight that these guys are going to be in out there, and yet they are planning the membership drive barbecue for this Sunday. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show here. And we're talking to Bobby Dooley, and she's with the Western Estates Christian Church of Our Lord the Savior. The problem that's going on up there right now, as we can understand, and Bobby, you've been in touch with these animal rights activists who do not want you doing animal sacrifice adjacent to their homes?
My understanding is, Phil, they don't want us doing it at all. And we asked, was it a proximity problem? And they said, no, it was that they, association with the animal rights activists, didn't want animal sacrifice. We do claim animal sacrifice as our distinct right, and we do claim it as a very special gift from God. The Lord has given us animal sacrifice to enrich, to enliven, to celebrate Him who brought forth the ultimate Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, His Son, and the Mother-Father deity, Mary the Virgin. And so through those three distinct offerings, we can celebrate the barbecuing or the incineration, if you will, of the lamb and the ultimate offering of one of our daughters.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Go to Kimberly on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I just wanted... My comment was basically that nowhere in the Holy Bible does it put Mary as equal to God. Nowhere in the Bible does it state anywhere that Mary is the same as God.
Are you familiar with Revelations?
Yes.
Where they ultimately say she will be raised up.
Yes, she will be raised up as if she will be in a place of importance, but not that she is equal to God.
Right.
Over and over in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, she clearly states that there is no one equal to God, that there is God, the Father, and Jesus, the Trinity. That's it. No one else.
And you're Kimberly?
Yes.
Kimberly, you're really mistaken about that.
No, I'm
in
not.
In our church, we do believe that Mary is the ultimate mother-father deity.
And I understand that might be your belief, but to accept the principle and use the common terminology as Christian is incorrect, because not all Christians subscribe to the idea that Mary is equal to God.
Well, that's
true. Types of beliefs are things that cults believe.
Well, not all Christians, but some of us do. We are gated community Christians. We are suburban illuminated, and we do claim the right of miracle.
But the thing that I am trying to express to you is that these are your personal human beliefs.
The Father, the Son, and then the He-She, which is the Mother-Father, which is Mary.
And you call this the Trinity plus one?
Yes.
It is the Father, the Holy Ghost.
If the Holy Bible is what you subscribe to...
And the He-She...
If the Holy Bible is your guidebook, then where in the Bible does it refer to the Trinity plus one? Where?
Oh, where specifically is in Matthew 1:16, and Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ.
And all that
and
talks
that
about
the lineage.
That explains.
That is the lineage of the he, she.
But that passage simply explains
he,
that Mary
she.
Was the
yes.
mother of Jesus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes, but she is of the bloodline. She is of the divine begetting, and that is part of what we consider to be the mother-father. The he, she is the Trinity plus one. What that means basically is there is the Trinity and the mother-father.
And let me
Mary
ask you, too,
did you realize when
Jesus died on
mm-hmm.
the cross
mm-hmm.
and he made the ultimate sacrifice that no more sacrifices
mm-hmm.
were needed after that time? In the New Testament,
mm-hmm.
it clearly
mm-hmm.
states
mm-hmm.
that when Jesus died on the cross,
mm-hmm.
he was the ultimate sacrifice and no more animal sacrifices are needed.
Well, because of the gift of sacrifice, we continue to glorify him through the offering of the symbolic virgin.
There are many
the
ways that you can glorify him without killing without
mm-hmm,
killing
mm-hmm.
live
this
animals in public places and offering up virgins to other people.
This is why we're having our problem next door, Phil, is that Christians such as Kimberly really just don't get it, and they're not with
Mary impregnated
herself with Jesus. That's why she's a virgin. She impregnated herself. How do you do that if you're not the he, she? And that's what we believe.
All right. Thank you very much, Kimberly. She impregnated herself.
Yes. Yes. She is the ultimate cell-splitting he, she, and therefore was able to fertilize unto herself. And we see examples of this throughout the Bible.
I don't want to, because I don't know theology. I don't know the Christian faith that well, but I certainly know that you also have this thing about the animal sacrifice, which your neighbors...
But in Matthew 1:18, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When is this mother Mary was espoused to Joseph? Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. That is the source of the burnt offering that you sacrifice up to the ghost, the divine invisibility. Do you understand?
No, it's really beyond me. 1-800-449-8686. Go over to Mike on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Yes.
Boy, I tell you, it's just getting crazier and crazier the more she's speaking. It's just
well, you know, Mike, I'm not characterizing your belief system. And,
okay, that's fine.
Is the freedom to offer up the blood and to have the ceremonial dance.
Okay, what is the blood for? The Bible says the blood is for the remission of sin. That's
exactly
the reason the blood was shed.
We bathe in the blood to remit our sin every Sunday. We anoint the virgin, and we begin our ceremonial giving up.
But Jesus was the final
mm-hmm.
sacrifice
mm-hmm.
when he said,
mm-hmm.
it is finished,
yeah.
it is finished. There's
yeah.
no more sacrifices.
Right.
Jesus was the ultimate and final sacrifice on the cross.
But the gift
there is
of
nowhere in the New Testament that blood
mm-hmm.
sacrifices are practiced.
Well,
show me where Paul, where it's practiced
mm-hmm.
in the New Testament, blood sacrifices. In fact, the Bible says in Hebrew
mm-hmm.
that the priests over and over sacrifice to no avail. Jesus is the final sacrifice.
Well, that's
and also you
do.
Quoted... Jesus as being the bloodline of Mary.
This
I'm sorry, the blood comes from the Father, not the mother. And the Father is the Holy Ghost, which is God.
Mm-hmm,
you need
mm-hmm.
to study your Bible.
Well, that's true.
You are misled and misquoting the Bible.
True, Mike.
As
what
most
you don't
cults
get,
do.
What you don't get,
cults
Mike,
misquote the Bible.
That, what you don't get, Mike, is that Mary impregnated herself.
Mary
she
could not. Show me a woman that can impregnate herself.
Well, that's very good.
Show
point.
Me a woman that can
but
do that. There's no woman.
She was the he-she.
Mary is no different. Where does the
Mary
Bible
is
say
the
he-she? That
I'm
is
sorry.
That's gobbledygook. There is
no
he-she.
Gobbledygook. I mentioned in Matthew 1:18.
Yes,
the
what
birth
is that?
Of Jesus was on this wise. When, as his mother, Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with the child of the ghost, the Holy Ghost. Matthew 1:23
tells us. There you go, the Holy
us,
Spirit.
Behold,
do you understand
a
who the
virgin
Holy Spirit is?
Shall be with child. So the he-she gave herself unto herself. And we celebrate that every Sunday with
tell
the
me another
surrendering of the Virgin.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. One 800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. The Western Estates Christian Church of Our Lord the Savior is having a membership drive that culminates this Sunday with a church-sponsored animal sacrifice. This church, Christian Church of Our Lord the Savior, believes in, they call themselves Gated Community Christians or Suburban Illuminated. They believe in animal sacrifice. They believe in the deity of Mary. They call it the Trinity plus one, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and then the He, She, which apparently is what Mary is. And this animal sacrifice thing has got them in trouble with animal rights groups. It also has them in trouble with their neighbors. And you've got a lot of people who just think that the animal sacrifice is plain cruel. We also have this ceremonial dance. The animal's throat is slit, Bobby?
That is correct, yes.
And then you break into a ceremonial dance, according to some of the liturgy, a didgeridoo. A didgeridoo is played?
That's correct, yes. And you know something, Phil? We're used to being laughed at, and we're used to being mocked.
Well, you guys go into some wild dance, you're anointed with blood, and you dance to a didgeridoo. Is that correct?
It is an Aboriginal native instrument, which we believe is beloved of God. It intones certain frequencies that we believe can bring us closer to the Lord and to the ultimate vibration of the universe. Phil, in Matthew 1:23, behold, a virgin shall be with a child.
But there's a lot of this animal sacrifice stuff that people don't believe in, okay?
As I said, the lamb's throat is slit with a blessed Ginsu knife or other cutlery that is blessed. The animal then drops, and we go into what we call our anointed frenzy. The amassed gathering, which sometimes exceeds 300 people, goes into our suburban illuminated, or what we call our gated community Christian frenzy. Many of us drop from exhaustion.
So I just imagine a group of you people with blood on your faces.
So we are not a uncivilized cult. We are Christians in the very strictest sense of the word. We simply believe in the wonderful gift of animal slaughter and the ultimate consumption of that slaughtered flesh.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Kara on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, how
Hi.
Are you?
Good.
Wow, this is really, really getting scary.
Mm-hmm.
I just
mm-hmm.
want to say ditto to the first two callers. I've been listening.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the dance thing going on now is getting real scary.
No, that
I mean,
is absolutely out
I think
of
you're trying to refer to the Holy Spirit.
The
you don't need to do
Israel.
That to have, get filled with the Holy Spirit.
The 12 tribes of Israel, and many Christian churches use dance.
But you don't have to sacrifice anymore because
mm-hmm.
Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice.
We do it as a joyous a continuation of the final
But you know,
sacrifice.
I can understand the animal rights. You want to do that, but
well,
where
are
we going to
so
end?
Wrong?
If,
what are we
if,
doing
if they
so
allow
wrong?
That to happen,
what are we doing
then,
so wrong?
Then other religions are going to start killing and doing really
well,
sicko. It's going to start leading
Kara,
to other things.
I hate
things.
To break the news to you, but if you eat a hamburger, if you eat steak, you're eating
Yeah,
meat,
but I'm not having a ceremony over it. You know,
well,
it's not being done in such a way where it's like getting scary, like a cult.
Well, oh,
this
I'm
sounds
sorry,
like
it
you're turning
you.
Into a cult. You're taking the Bible
no,
and you're a spin-off
are,
cult
no,
from the Bible.
We
you're
simply,
taking
no.
verses from the Bible.
Well, if you're scared, perhaps you need to reinvestigate your own
no,
faith.
No, no, I am
to
a saved Christian, and I am very proud.
I think you're being shaken by the devil.
I am going to pray for you.
I think you're being shaken by the devil, and I need to pray for you because you're living in fear.
No,
you're
no,
in fear of the
no, no.
Jig.
I fear for those animals. That's what I fear for.
No,
that's
no,
terrible.
Those animals are slaughtered
Jesus
in a very humane way.
Jesus has done the ultimate sacrifice, and that's it. He is the Lamb of God.
Kara,
that
we
is
do.
No more bloodshed
Kara,
needs to be shed.
We do
it sounds like you just enjoy doing it,
with
killing these animals.
Kara, what
no,
we
No, where's barbecue in the
All right,
Bible
wait, wait,
anyway?
Wait, wait, wait. You know something? You people, and I say you people, all you Christians, you guys run off at the mouth more than anybody I know. Both of you. Now, somebody give somebody a chance to talk.
You know, I really think that's insulting. I have been listening.
All right, but both you guys are talking over top of each other. Have
oh,
some
I didn't
dialogue.
Even hear
is there such a long thing as dialogue?
Kara, what I'm saying is, after the initial slaughtering, when the bloodletting begins, we do an illuminated jig with the didgeridoo, and you have a fear of our didgeridoo jig, and the reason why you have that fear, oh, you laugh at my faith, and you laugh at the he-she. And the reason why you laugh at the he-she is because you don't believe women can be co-creators of the universe.
Oh, okay. So you're shooting
Jesus
more
is,
for the civil rights, I mean,
no,
civil rights
no,
of the woman
the
movement?
She,
is that what you're going for? The
for
he,
the,
she? You're getting more into that movement?
You laugh because you laugh because you fear the he, she, and...
No, I don't fear the he, she.
I think you do.
I feel like you're
I think
you're,
you fear the didgeridoo and the he, she. What?
What? You're flipping me out.
You know, Phil, I think all of you laugh because you don't understand. God and Mary will forgive you. God and the he, she will forgive you. And I am so absolutely insulted.
Look, you came on my show because you wanted people to know you were going to have your membership drive. You came on my show because you wanted people to understand that you were that you did animal sacrifice. You're having a problem with your neighbors. You're having a problem with the animal rights activists, okay? You're coming on talking about Mary as a divine being, and you're coming on talking about animal sacrifice, including the a symbolic offering up of a virgin. A lot of people don't think that this is Christianity. And it-
God is the she-he, and Mary is the he-she. You do not... How dare you?
I'm not doing anything wrong other than trying to understand what... Yes, I agree, it does sound cult-like.
I'll pray for you. Phil, I will...
Okay, pray for me. Great. I can use all the prayers I can get. Go ahead, pray for me. Pray for me that I get... Hey, if you're saying I'm wrong, and you pray for me, and then my head gets zapped with God, good, I'm welcoming that. I'm a searcher.
Phil, what you do though is mock, and mocking is that which Matthew tells us devolves into the chastisement of the she-he, and ultimately begins the beget. You have, in my opinion.
All right, we lost part of that call. Is she back? Put her back up on line 4, if you wouldn't mind. 1-800-449-8686. The lady's upset. I can understand, but. Mary, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was holding. Hello.
Yes. Hi, Mary. This is Bobby.
Yes, Bobby.
Mary, I think you got a radio turned up, don't you?
No, I don't have a radio right now.
Okay. Can you hear what we're saying here?
Yes, I can
Hi.
Hear very clearly.
Mary, this is Bobby. How are you?
I am very good. And how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
I am very, very disappointed in hearing the way that you're talking.
What? Mm-hmm.
You cannot pray for anybody because
what
you don't even know
you
who you are praying to.
What can I help you understand? What can I help you understand?
You cannot help me to understand anything.
You mock because you don't understand what Mary means and what our Lord wants you to do.
No, I do understand what Mary means.
Your name, you were named
you
after
don't,
the
You don't know who the Blessed Trinity is.
I know the
you
Trinity.
Really do.
And
no,
I know
you
the
don't.
Trinity plus one.
No, you don't.
Well, yes, I do.
Ma'am, I think you are really just doing a lot of foolish things. And you say a lot of
this
things just to cover up on the things that you want to do. And it's all evil. It's not
what,
right.
What are we doing that is evil in glorifying Jesus? Jesus
no,
Christ,
not,
the Son of the Lamb.
Did Christ
and the blood
ask
of the
you
Lamb,
to,
Son. What?
Did he ask you to glorify him
yes.
by killing and shedding blood and washing yourself in blood and presenting and virgin to him?
We
he
do,
does not want it.
We do the
That's not what he wants.
We do the didgeridoo frenzy. And Mary...
I really do not think you understand the Bible.
What is wrong with
I
the didgeridoo?
Really do,
what is wrong with our frenzied dancing? With the sacrifice,
I
the
don't know what's
begins.
Wrong. What are you dancing for?
The joy of knowing
are,
he,
are you,
she.
Are you planning on having another Jonestown here?
A Jonestown? Oh, my God. We love our children. Oh, my God.
I think that's what
that
you
really,
really are.
Wrong. That's really wrong. With the sacrifice, the beget begins.
You
and
know
then
what?
We
I really will pray for you. I will really, really ask God
the
to
only
send
female
the comforter
friend
down
Jesus
to
had.
You because you really do
Mary,
not know
do you
who
know
he
that
is.
The, do you know the only friend that Jesus had, the only female friend, was a prostitute? We offer him fresh virgins symbolically. We offer
for what?
Up the freshness.
What? He does not want it. What
well,
is Jesus going to do with it? No, what is Jesus going to do with freshly virgins?
Well, three guesses.
What?
Three guesses. The first two don't count. And it,
well, what is that?
I'm fooling around. Mary, the he, she, and the...
Well, you knock
There's
it off...
No he, there is no he, she, ma'am. Mary's womb was only a waiter for the fleshy part of mankind, so that
mm-hmm.
Jesus could profess himself as a man.
But when
because
offering
the,
Jesus
because,
the fresh
because
virgins...
God, could... Jesus, and the Holy Spirit is all one.
I think, Mary, you make a very good point.
Well, Phil, she doesn't understand about the guaranteed freshness.
What did you say?
The guaranteed freshness of the he-she virgin.
There is no he-she virgin, ma'am.
Well, I've resisted asking this, but you don't sound American. You sound as if you come from another country. Am I right?
Yes, I do.
All right, dear. Are you sure that when the missionaries first stopped on your island...
Ma'am, there was no missionary on my island. Mm-hmm. I am a missionary.
Our virgins are fresh.
I am a missionary.
Have freshness dated and stamped on them.
All right, look. You're talking about virgins having freshness dated and stamped on them.
Yes. Mary knows what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean.
You don't?
That must be a code thing. It's not a Christian thing.
What do you mean freshness date and stamped?
From the farm to you.
From the what?
From the farm direct to you, freshness guaranteed.
What farm?
The farm of God.
There is no farm
Never
of
frozen.
God. No, there is not.
Our virgins are never frozen, always fresh.
And okay, what's happening now is...
We have a rubber ink stamp that we put on it.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, I see where you're going. You know what? You are the devil.
Wait a second.
And I hope the people are really, really...
You get
the
where I'm coming
who,
from.
The people who are against you, that they do not want you to have that sacrificial thing
Wait
for the animal, I think they are right.
What do you
I
mean?
Really
you,
do
you
think
see where
they
I'm
are
coming,
right.
Where am I coming from? You said you saw where I'm coming from. Where's that?
No, because if you have a stamp of freshness of virgin or whatever, what is that telling you?
Vacuum pack?
No, that's the devil.
I believe it is the devil. Yes, I believe it is, Mary.
You're
serving up fresh virgins.
Yes, that's what you are. And you
yes.
know what?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you,
mm-hmm.
you are blaspheming against the Holy One.
How
the
dare
one
you?
Who gave his life.
We tattoo our virgins with freshness. And yet,
when you tattoo a virgin with freshness, that is the devil speaking.
You are the devil.
Even if it's guaranteed freshness.
Yes.
Mary, Roberta, Bobby, whatever your name is.
My name is Bobby.
Bobby.
The he-she forgives you.
No.
Great.
No. There is no he-she to forgive me. You are Satan in itself, the one that the Holy Ghost speak about that comes on earth to demonize the souls of men. You are that one, and I'm really sorry for you.
So that's
Good
what that
night.
Tattoo on my forehead me. Okay.
All right, great. Look, I think that you're going to have a lot of problems out there, Ms. Dooley. I think that there's going to be a lot of Christians like Mary who do not want you going into your didgeridoo frenzy.
Well, of all the crazy stuff.
Yeah. And I think you're going to have to pay with your everlasting soul when the time comes.